The hound, restless and reckless, hurled a stone across the frozen lake, but it didn't sink. It bounced, and in that instant, everything changed.
Fuck.
The White Walkers realized the ice had refrozen, and they charged. A small band of fighters trapped in the middle of the lake now faced an onslaught of tens of thousands of undead. John and his team fought desperately. Every white they cut down just stood back up. Their strength was fading. Their numbers were shrinking. Meanwhile, back on Dragonstone, Daenerys learned of John's peril. Tyrion pleaded with her not to go, but she didn't hesitate. She mounted Drogon and soared into the skies with all three dragons. Just as John was about to collapse, dragonfire roared from above. The sky split open. Three dragons descended in a blaze of glory, turning the battlefield into a sea of fire. At last, hope had arrived. Drogon landed. Daenerys reached out to pull Jon aboard. But right before their hands could meet, a white lunged at them. Jon had no choice. He let go of safety and turned to fight. Then the Night King stepped forward. A long, icy spear was placed in his hand. He hadn't waited all night to kill Jon Snow. He wanted a dragon. With eerie calm, he took aim at Viserion circling above. One throw, dead on. Viserion let out a blood-curdling scream, his blood spraying across the ice. His massive body plunged into the lake. Drogon roared in agony. Daenerys could only watch, powerless, as her child sank beneath the frozen water. Before she could react, the Night King readied a second spear. With no time to grieve, Daenerys grabbed the udders and took off. Drogon dodged the attack just in time, but Jon had been dragged beneath the ice by the undead. Daenerys looked back, heartbroken, as he vanished beneath the surface. She had no choice. She flew away with tears in her eyes. The Night King had won. Later, his army recovered Viserion's body from the lake. And days after, the dragon opened his eyes, but they were no longer warm and golden. They glowed ice blue. Daenerys, devastated, stood in silence. Drogon refused to leave the wall, quietly mourning his fallen brother. Then, a horn sounded. Jon Snow returned, soaked, wounded, but alive. He had survived the lake and was rescued by his uncle, Benjen Stark. Seeing him alive, Daenerys could barely hold back tears. And after everything she'd risked for him, Jon finally let go of his pride. He knelt, pledging his loyalty to Daenerys. House Targaryen and House Stark, once divided, now stood united again. But their war wasn't over. The next enemy wasn't the undead. It was someone colder than any white, Cersei Lannister.